Welcome to Battle Pets with Aludra and Kephas. This is episode 9. I'm Aludra, I've been hearing how awesome I am, and with me is Kephas, your friendly neighborhood monk.
I am Kephas, and I have been hearing a lot of stuff today.
Yeah, it's been a day for hearing a lot of stuff, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Oh my.
But enough about that and real world news and stuff. Kev, what have you been up to in the World of Warcraft?
Not much. Just got a few achievements, got a few hundred pets, you know.
Just a few hundred?
Just a few hundred.
Oh,
no,
well then.
I'm now at 402 pets. 1 week ago, I was at 375 pets. So I haven't been doing much.
Yeah, it sounds like you've not been doing much of anything at all. Kev.
Nothing productive.
Geez. Yeah.
Right. No, it was nice. I went through zone by zone. I had a couple mods to help me. Pet Drill Enhanced will let you filter pets by zone. And then this new mod I found called Pet Tracker will show you where they are on your map, among other things. So I went through zone by zone, caught what I could. Couldn't find some, and some of them are kind of hard to find, and went on to the next zone, and it was a fun thing to do. Actually, probably one of the best, funnest kind of, I'll put it this way, it's better than archaeology. It was actually one of the funner things I've ever done in a game by myself, so I enjoyed myself doing it.
Yay!
Not only did I catch a bunch of,
Now I'm talking over you,
Sorry. Yeah.
No, you don't apologize when I talk over you.
But not only did I catch a bunch of pets, I also finished the quests. I beat Grandmaster Aki in Veil of Eternal Blossoms, so I've defeated every boss. Some of them were very hard.
Yes.
Some of them I got lucky on. but I'm done. So I'm waiting for 5.1, waiting for the new quest line to come out and do that, and the Darkmoon Fair stuff, and catching some of the ones I haven't caught yet, but I've gotten most of the achievements now, and also getting into the PvP aspect, which I want to be honest, the PvP pet battles, some of y'all are whipping me pretty darn good, so yeah.
Oh, some of those are really tough. You guys are really taking the strategy of this game, and you're running with it.
Yep, sometimes it's as simple as, you know, having the right matchup against my team. Sometimes it's as ridiculous as me missing every time. And some of them are very close battles that are a lot of fun. So, and I've won a few too, so I'm not getting whipped all the time. But it's fun. I've been enjoying pet battles among the rest of the game. But I definitely spent a lot of last week, probably most of the week, doing pet battle stuff. So I really enjoyed it too. It was a good run. What have you been doing?
Me? Well, I've been leveling pets up to 25. I know, I'm such a slacker. But I finally got a full team of up to 25, and I'm proud to announce that Derpy, the little nether whelp that could, was my first level 25 pet. So I'm actually really pleased how that worked out. He was the one constant because he is so OP. Oh my gosh, is he OP? Is that phase shift thing he does and that crack-a-slam move he has? I forget what it's called, because I always go crack-a-slam whenever he does it. They're my go-to moves. And if he misses, well, it's okay, because I'm phased anyway, and you can't hit me for a while. Oh, no.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yes, let me see. This week, I also got quite a few pet battle achievements. Yay! I got the Outland Safari. Catch every battle pet that is in Outland. Now, that's crazy stuff right there. I can't believe I got that. So many of those pets are hidden in little tag-along pets and not out on the map. And you don't realize it till you're like, where the heck is Cat? Why can I not find a cat? And then you're like, oh, he's with the Netherray. Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
the background pets are the harder ones to find.
They really are. It's very difficult and very tricky to try and find them. So. And so now that I have my team of 25s, I'm not happy, and I'm leveling more pets, and I don't have my terrible turnip up. Aww.
Oh,
but I've been collecting. But I've been collecting a lot of other pets. You know, I got like the owl, the jade one from the Jewel Crafters, and I got the sapphire cat, which is so cute. But that growl they use, it's such a big cat growl on such a little cat. It's really funny. I found out some interesting things about the naming system, but I probably shouldn't go into that, though I still find it freaking hilarious that I cannot name an owl Mr. Owl, but I can name him Hooters. Thanks, Blizzard.
Hey, you know how it goes.
Yeah, but Mr. Yeah. Anything isn't allowed, and even if you omit the period, it still is like, nope, mm-mm.
It's weird. I don't understand.
Yeah, I know. I wanted a nice, innocent little name. I ended up going with Hedwig. Yeah.
Hedwig.
Well, yeah. Everybody's got nice. A Hedwig.
That's... Yeah. You know, I actually, talking about the achievements, there are only 5 wild pets that I haven't caught yet. The rest of the pets I don't have are either from other stuff, you know.
Slacker.
Camping. Right? I know. But just a heads up, we didn't put this in the notes, but if you have caught something already and you're not getting credit, don't worry about it. Just go on ahead and catch the rest. You'll probably get the achievement. Because that happened to me twice. The only achievements I don't have for Safari are Northrend, because I can't get that stupid thing up in Ice Crown, and Kalimdor, because there's one pet you can only catch in the summertime, and then there are 2 pets that are rare spawns. So yeah, fun stuff.
Totally fun stuff. Yeah, those taming achievements, they are just absolutely crazy. I like the ones where you get the achievement for catching a pet in each zone. It doesn't even have to be a different pet. You can already even have it, but as long as you got the pet for the zone, it counts towards the achievement.
The achievements are good guidelines. You know, they kind of help you know where to go and what to do next with pet battles, like we said before. So the Safari ones, they seem big, you know, but like I said, take it zone by zone, and next thing you know, you've got almost all of them. So.
Yeah. Yeah, Safari is very, you know, especially with the add-ons and stuff that we've been talking about, you can have a list, like a checklist, going down of all the pets you don't have in the zone, and then it's a lot easier. You're not looking at the big achievement. You're looking at it individually, and that makes it a lot easier.
Right. And as a word of advice, if there is a pet that is located in multiple zones, always catch it in the highest zone.
Yep, less to level up.
Exactly. So that's a general tip of advice. Sometimes it doesn't work out that way. I mean, if I find a blue low-level version, I'm going to take it. So, you know, saves the trouble. But generally speaking, that's usually what I try to do.
Well, if you just so happen to stumble upon a blue one at a higher level, who's to say you're wrong for catching him, huh?
Absolutely.
All right, so... With all that fun stuff said, why don't we head off into the news?
News.
Reporting live from Pandaria.
We have the latest from World of Warcraft.
There's pandas everywhere!
News.
And guys, compared to last week, there's just so much news. No, there's not.
No.
They used up all their news a couple weeks ago with the big 5.1 announcement, and they've left us pretty much in the cold with the very little amount of news, but we've managed to find some news. Yay!
We got our own news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't need you, Blizzard. We can make our own news. Ha!
Har. First up, from Blizzard specifically, there are a couple notable changes coming in 5.1. First, pet battle music is now more appropriate for the type of match being fought. Now, I haven't been in the PTR to check this out, but it all kind of sounds the same to me.
Yeah, so far to me, I haven't been in a wildly inappropriate musical fight. I mean, there's clearly a problem that they're addressing, but I don't know. Is there circus music playing during undead fights or something?
Right? I have no idea what they mean, but I'm... I'll turn my mod off for a little bit to check it out, so...
I don't even have the mod. It's basically been playing the same song for me the entire time. Maybe they're adding in more songs.
Maybe they are.
That'd be cool.
We'll find out. Yeah, it's interesting. And the second bit from Blizzard is several new pet battle PvP areas are now being added into the world. Again, I don't know if they mean the actual world or if they mean like when you know, go into a PvP battle and it kind of takes you somewhere.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to see some real world places so like we can go there and there's lightning going on in the background and you have this arena. That'd be cool.
You know, I think you're right about the pet battle PvP areas being added to the world in that way. Because, honestly, I've been to Tanaris, and so far they seem to be neutral goblin cities, at least where I've battled. I think I did one over in, like, the Night Elf zone, but I could be wrong, because this was a long time ago. I stopped PvPing! I needed a top-level team! You know, because it's so unbalanced while leveling.
Sure. I don't know. I mean, there are so many areas in Azeroth and even a couple in Pandaria that are just empty. I'd like to see gyms or something, you know, like, we don't have to call them gyms. You could call them dojos if you want to. Mm-hmm. But, you know, something.
Save it for wishlists. Save it for wishlists.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Nah, I'm teasing you. Go ahead.
No, but yeah, I don't know. Something. I don't know what they're doing. I'm sure they're just going to add, you know, the, you know, areas where you're battling. But it's still cool, you know.
Well, there's a lot of places in WoW that are just so pretty to look at and mm-hmm. so amazing. And just, I'd like to see places from raids myself and from dungeons and stuff. Why can't we fight over for, what is his name, Thorim? Why can't we be fighting at his feet for his amusement, like, you know, the puny earthlings we are?
I always thought about fighting on the, what was it, the throne, the Arthas throne?
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it's called. Frozen Throne.
The Frozen
That's
Throne?
It.
Yes.
It's been too long.
The Frozen Dinner Throne.
Right. He'll be sitting up there like Shang Tsung. Fight! Fatality.
That would be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
And speaking of awesome, or at least sizing up your opponents, Guild OX now provides rankings for battle pets. Players are ranked by total pets and total pet levels. So, if you've been bragging about your pet number, but they're all level ones, you're gonna get found out pretty soon. Thanks, Guild OX.
Yep.
Now, is it Guild OX? That's how I was asking. Is it Guild OX or Guild OX?
Right. Guild OX, Guild OX.
I don't know. Hey, if you're listening to this Guild OX or Guild OX, let us know.
You're
honestly
cool.
I have no clue. Yes, you're awesome. Little creepy at times, that whole linking up of vaults thing, but
let me tell you something though. You top rank pet level players, you're all nuts.
Yeah, you're crazy. But I will have you know, if you go to Earthen Ring, and you know, if you narrow the search by Earthen Ring specific, and then you narrow the search again by mages, I'm 17th for total pets.
Wow. Right. Where was I at?
I don't know. I was only looking at mages.
Oh. I'm in there somewhere.
Yes, you are. Well, you're like, on the server, you're what? 60th? 68th? 69?
Something like that. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I call hacks.
Hey, I call it manipulation of the data to get yourself in a favorable position.
Some of you using rare candies.
Yes.
Snowy owls can now be captured. The pet spawns in winter spring during the winter season. There was a bug preventing them from spawning, but it has been fixed.
I believe they were hot-fixed in with the Dark Moon Fair. There was a lot of talk about them not being fixed until Yule, but it seems to... Is it the Yule? What's the holiday for winter?
Merry Maker? Merry... Wintervale.
Wintervale. There was a lot of talk about them not being fixed until Wintervale. But I'm glad to see that they managed to get it fixed before then. Because according to World of Warcraft, remember, there's only two seasons, winter and summer. And you know the difference because the summer bass and the winter squid.
What the hell is a Yule?
Yule is another winter holiday.
I was like...
like going, what? Yule is another name for the Christmas holidays, you dork.
Oh, Yuletide Herald. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That was funny.
You dork. You've never heard of a Yule log? I'll beat you upside the head with one.
Oh, Yule? No, actually, no idea. Huh. I don't know. I live in a cave.
No, you don't. You live in an apartment, and a rather nice one, too.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Yeah, the snow owl is one of the pets I don't have, so I'm going to have to get out there and get one.
Well, be careful when you're out there, because honestly, there's like three. Yes.
Oh.
Three entire snow owls up at a time. It was driving me crazy, because they were all like grays. And so then I'd fight, and I got one. Yay.
Yeah.
But you feel bad for capturing the gray one, because, you know, somebody's going to see that. So then I'm hunting around the entire zone for more, and there are no more. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And so then I go to Wowhead and all the sites, Warcraft Pets, Wowhead, just all of them. Even our add-on, Pet Tracker, it has an in-game map for pets and where they spawn. no freaking owl.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, I don't like you, owl. There's not enough data for you yet.
Yeah. I don't know where they are. I have to go out there. And where'd you find them?
I found mine close to the mountains, honestly. I didn't find them over flat land, but if it was close to a mountain, toward the bottom of the mountain. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. So, at the feet of mountains is where these owls like to hang out. So far, in my experience, I've seen about six.
Six? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you've got all winter to catch one, but make sure you don't forget, because that would suck.
Yep, because come summer, there is no autumn, there is no spring, but come summer, he's going to be gone.
Yep.
And speaking of pets that are difficult to find, if you are having trouble finding the Highland Skunk, make sure you're actually looking in the Twilight Highlands. The tooltip says it's in other places, but it's wrong, guys. The tooltip's lying.
Yep. I was looking in Grizzly Hills forever, and I was finding mountain skunks. And I looked in other places, mountain skunks, and it was like, well, I finally went to Twilight Highlands, and sure enough, there it was. And I was reading on Wowhead and Warcraft Pets, and they were saying that it was in Twilight Highlands only. So, yeah.
Thanks for that one. I've been having the same problem. It's like Twilight Skunk are found here. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that's a mountain skunk, and that's a mountain skunk. I think somewhere somebody got him confused. And, yeah. You know, they're two skunks, so it's logical that you could confuse them. And so, yeah. But it makes sense that the Twilight Skunk would be found in the Twilight Highlands. No. It's the Highland Skunk would be found in the Twilight Highlands. I think it even told me that there were some over in Terrakar Forest. But yeah. There are those Highlands brackish schools up there for your Mr. Pinchy and all that. So I took that one with a grain of salt.
I think usually wherever there was a skunk or a mountain skunk, they would try to say there was a Twilight Skunk there too. So unless it spawns really rare, as far as I know, the best place to get them is in the Twilight Highlands. So
yeah, probably or the best wrong. Bet. Yeah, or they're not even there. It's all a lie.
Right.
Pet Spotlight.
All right, this week on Pet Spotlight, we are featuring my personal favorite pet next to my little son, the Pandaren Monk. We are going to talk about the terrible turnip.
I love the terrible turnip, but he's a little tricky to find. He's an elemental pet that can be found while harvesting at your half-hill farm in the Valley of the Four Winds. He's tradable, but the seed that spawns him is not, so be very careful with that. But since he's tradable, you can grow him and hand him to your friends or sell him on the AH for a very tidy profit.
That's where I got him. I think I spent about 2,000 gold, something like that. He's worth it.
Well, that's not bad. I spent nothing. I logged in, and like day two, I got a couple whispers, hey, do you have a terrible turnip? No. And everybody's like, oh, here, I don't want this, and it's a pet, and I thought of you, and I went, yay, and I have a terrible turnip, and I named him the Parcel Post Parsnip, but that one fits, so now he's just my Parcel Parsnip, and so I got him in the mail, and he is awesome, but he's only level 6 for me.
I think mine's 22 now, and I'll tell you why here in a few minutes, but yeah, he's awesome. Well, actually, now I want to tell you why he's awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, why don't you just tell us why he's so awesome, Kef? Please, yeah. Just tell us.
Yeah. The reason why the terrible turnip is awesome is because he has very powerful attacks that can hit all opponents. And he also has very powerful heals. One, which is a leech heal, which means he heals himself by damaging his opponent. It's kind of like a seed attack. And a heal for your entire party.
Oh, that is so cool.
Oh, yeah. And it does some massive damage. I mean, you can really hurt the background pets before you even killed the first one. I've had an enemy terrible turnip actually kill one of my background pets before he had killed my pet that I had out at the time. You gotta watch him.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. And the terrible turnip isn't the only pet that has AoE attacks, but his is they're definitely pretty powerful. So
yeah, they're good ones. The most significant perk of the terrible turnip, and the reason why everybody needs one of these at max level, is his main attack, Weakening Blow. It's an elemental attack, but it cannot ever, no matter what you do, reduce an opponent's health below 1. This makes the terrible turnip the go-to pet for your pet capturing needs.
Now you know my secret.
Yeah, well, I'm jealous because, like I said, mine's only, like, level 6. because I was focusing so much on my main team and getting them up to 25 and taking my sweet time about it too. I'll admit it. It's okay. But I cannot tell you how many times I have accidentally killed a pet only to know that if I had been using my turnip, that rare wouldn't have had to die.
Sure.
I mean, the turnip can still kill pets because of his other abilities. His leech seed, for one. If you put that dot where it leeches the health off, well, that one's not under the same constraints as weakening blow. So that can take him below one health point. So you can kill pets with a terrible turnip. But if you only spam that first attack, it's not going to happen.
No. And that's important to know because it works great in the pet capturing field. And it completely takes that fear of, you know, am I going to crit it and kill it before I catch it? Because when I was fighting, like, the low-level pets, I was taking my turnip, and I would one-shot them down to one health and then capture them instantly. But the problem with that is when you're in an important battle, like a boss battle, what you have to understand is that Leech Seed and Sunlight, or his other attacks, all have cooldowns. So you can be in a situation where your Leech Seed, your Sunlight, your Sons of the Root are all on cooldown, and all you have to attack with is Weakening Blow, and you can't get the final blow in. And they're long cooldowns, too. I would suggest that if you're going to fight in a battle, like a boss battle or a PvP battle, that you switch from Weakening Blow to Tidal Wave.
Oh, definitely.
And Tidal Wave is another AoE attack, so it'll attack everything.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can always just change out your pet if you find yourself with everything on cooldown.
The problem with that, and I've experienced this, is that when you switch a pet out, you're giving your opponent an attack.
Yeah,
and time to reach his cooldowns.
A smack upside the head, yeah. If you're stuck there and your only option is to switch a pet or hit pass, I mean, I'm gonna switch the pet.
Sure, but the better option is to take Weakening Blow out of your battle.
Yeah.
So make sure you think about that, because I've been caught in a few situations where I've had to switch pets out. That's not fun to do, because you give your opponent an advantage.
The Ominous Seed, which is the seed you get to plant the Terrible Turnip, has a chance of dropping off any crop on your farm. While the drop rate on this is unknown, I'd probably put it around, I want to say, I haven't gotten one yet, so I have no idea, and I've farmed tons, but a lot of people I know have gotten him, so probably somewhere between 1 and 5% is my guess.
Sure.
You do not have to be level 90 to get him. You only have to be 85, 86, and be at your farm, farming. So you can have your alts there, you know, when you're getting all your Motes of Harmony trees and such going. You can have your alts with their turnips and carrots and everything, just farming like crazy and getting a chance to drop this seed. So, best of luck to you guys getting it.
Yeah. And if it's cheap on your auction house and you have the gold, I would suggest getting it as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So many times I've been, man, I killed that rare. And Kephas is like, well, you should have your terrible turnip up and going. Where's your terrible turnip, Aludra? Gee, I never have that problem with my terrible turn. It's like, shush, Kef. Just shush.
It's nice. I mean, that fear, especially when you're going after a pet that only spawns at a certain time or there's only a couple left, you know, and having that out of the equation, man, it's nice. So it definitely sped up my catching process when I was doing this last week.
Oh, definitely. I would love to not have that fear. So for everybody, go get this pet. He is the pet to get for capturing other pets.
And I'm also curious about something and too lazy to find out myself. If there is any other pet that has a similar ability to this one, send us an email. Let us know because
yeah, that'd be nice to know. Yeah, I haven't found anything like it myself.
I haven't either.
Let's move on to our last segment of the show. Wish list. All right, guys, so 5.1 news has come, and it was the last show, and we loved it. But Kef and I have decided we're a little bit greedy. Yes, we are. So we're going to talk about wish lists and things we want in the future for this game and in the battle pet system.
All right, I'll go first. The first thing I like to have, after going through and catching all these pets, I like to see a little bit more variety for when they spawn. I know that sounds crazy, but right now there are only two pets that spawn during weather effects. There's the baby ape, which spawns on an island off of Booty Bay, and when it rains, you can catch it. There's also this Tilithid thing that spawns in Tenaris when there's like a sandstorm. Those are the only two that I know of, the only two weather effect related pets.
The Arctic Fox. It only spawns when it snows.
That's right. Thank you. So there are three. There's also the Arctic Fox. Now that I think about it, I didn't even think about that because you were the one that told me it was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went and got it.
It's really difficult sometimes with these weather effect pets because with the case of the baby ape, Janguro Isle or Janguro or whatever, I'm not here to pronounce it right, okay, everybody? But that island is on an entirely different weather system than the mainland. So yeah. You don't know when it's going to rain there unless you're on it. And then you got to stand there for ages. Now, that should be linked. I'm sorry. That should be linked to the mainland.
Yeah, it'd be easier.
Really would be. It wouldn't be so standing around and camping. You could actually be catching other pets and then, oh my god, it's raining, rush to the island. Yeah. That's more inclusive.
Luckily, we're in a big guild and we have a lot of people searching, so whenever people are there and it's happening, they'll yell at us and say, hey, come get your baby ape, it's up. So, But for other people, I feel sorry for y'all having to go there and check. But there are also pets that spawn during summer. There's one pet that spawns during summer and one pet that spawns during winter. And we talked about the snow owl, which spawns during winter. There is a Kiraji humanoid. One of the three humanoids that you can catch is a Kiraji that only spawns in the summertime.
Yeah.
I like that. I like those situations. And there's also a few pets that only spawn at a certain time of day. The one in Deadwind Pass only spawns after midnight for a little bit. So It says early morning. And most people that I know have only found them right after midnight. There's a couple people that say they found them a couple hours after that, but when I found mine after checking for a few nights, I went right after midnight and there were a ton down there. It's down by Karazhan under where the cellar is. So go down there and get you one. So there's a few like that. Now, I like those. I like those better, honestly, than things like the Minfernal and the one up in Ice Crown. I can never remember the name. The
Scorched Whelpling.
Yeah. I don't like those as much, and I'll tell you why. I like that there are rare pets, and there are some that you just kind of got to get maybe a little lucky or wait a certain time. They don't spawn all the time. I like that, but I like them better when they're attached to weather effects, time of day, springtime, summertime, whatever time, all those kinds of things. I don't really like ones like the Minfernal that just you just got to be there when they spawn. There's no way of predicting it because that's, to me, and I'm just going to be honest, I don't feel like that's very good gameplay. It's not fun to just guess and go out there and or log in.
To park?
Because, that's just not fun. There's no fun. There is fun in, oh, it's raining. I need to go over there and check. Yeah, and you could say, well, you still have to kind of guess when it's raining. Sure, but you have a better chance of knowing that it's raining than you do just going out to Ice Crown way out of your way to just find nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, and there are a total more pets like that that are just kind of random guesses, like the Jade Oozling, I think, is one.
That one spawns all the time. It just only spawns in that place.
Well, that's the thing is, when I went there was none there. And there was no one else around, ever. And I went there 5 or 6 times when I was reading about that on Wowhead and other places. People said they had to camp it for a few days to find them.
Really?
Yeah, they're not as rare as like the
Minfernal. Well, I'm insanely lucky then.
Yeah. There are some that aren't as rare. And that could be wrong, but what I'm saying is, for my wish list, I'd rather see more situation-related pets, weather, time, season, whatever, and less rare spawn pets.
That's something that they brought up at BlizzCon when this was being talked about. Now, I know things get cut, and I know that we can't have all the features that were promised, and I'm very accepting about that. But one thing that they said specifically is weather effects, time of day, and season would affect a pet, so that you could potentially only have a pet that spawns in Elwynn at night when it's raining in the springtime. And I remember at the time thinking, oh my gosh, that sounds like a nightmare. But as you get to playing this, and if you really want to catch them all and stuff, that kind of sounds exciting. Like, will you be the first one on your server to get it when it pops? You know?
Yeah.
Or what would its attacks be? Because a pet that unique in the spawning has to have a unique attack set.
Yeah.
And that's what I found, that some of the more rare pets have completely unique attack sets. Yes, there's a dozen snakes. I think I counted 15 the last time I was counting snakes. 15 snakes.
Yeah.
Of those 15, I'm pretty sure less than half have original move sets because they're just that common.
Oh, yeah. Most of them are the same.
Exactly. Well, that's not even fun to level.
No, it's not. You're going to pick the one you like, and that's the one you're going to level, and the rest of them are. And that's what I'm saying. That's my point, is I don't mind that there are a couple rare spawn ones. You know, and have a handful of rare spawn ones, but, you know, I'm not trying to complain. I'm just being honest. It's just, after going through and catching all these pets, I wish that there had been more, because it would have slowed me down a little bit. You know, B, it would have been something to kind of plan out and look forward to. But when you go through and you catch 100 pets and only 3 of those are dependent on weather and only a couple of those are dependent on time, You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of like, well, you know, yeah. I went through and caught them. And don't do the back. I mean, I like in 5.1, they're going to add more front ground pets. That, I mean, you're going to see them in the world, and those are the ones you're going to find. I don't like background pets, that you can only find certain ones in the back. That's hard. I would rather them be based on time or weather effects, because that is just cool. I mean, when we went down here to get the baby ape, like, we all went together. It was like a bunch of us.
Yeah.
That was exciting, you know?
Yeah, because we're not only competing with other players, we were competing with each other to find the best baby ape possible.
Right.
But you also, since we're friends with everybody, we didn't want to go tearing through them like we would a group of strangers. Nope, nope, nope. Okay.
Right.
We didn't want to do that because that's just not something we wanted to do to each other, even though that's kind of what we ended up doing.
Yeah.
But right. We were more congenial about it. I guess you could say, hey, how's it going? Oh, you found a blue. I hate you so much.
Right. Sure.
It was a competition within the game to get as many blue ones as we could find during the time limit. And that was interesting. It was fun. It was definitely unique. And I like those excursions. I do.
And again, I'm not saying that every pet should be like that. I'm not saying that at all. Most of them should just be go find them and you got them. Sure. I agree with that. The next batch we're getting are coming from Dungeons, and there's a couple in Darkmoon Fair. My suggestion, Blizz, please, the next set you add, make them specific to an effect of some kind. That'd make me happy. I like the double conditions one that you said, like Elwyn Forest at night when it rains. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's rare. I mean, you're going to have to, you know, wait till night, check for rain, you know.
Well, they can even up their quality. They'll be, like, green or above only.
I like that idea.
You know, if it's a double condition or something, make it a green or above. Or even have a rare chance of spawning a purple. Because Blizzard, we know there are purple pets in this game because we fought the masters.
Right. And legendary ones, too.
Oh, that's not fair.
Oh, it was hard. I like that idea. You have a better chance of finding a rare sand cat when there's a sandstorm in Tenaris. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be more fun. You can catch the sand cat if you're just trying to catch him for the achievement. You get him, you got him, no big deal. But if there's a sandstorm going on, then you can find the higher quality ones. The more powerful ones live in the storm.
Right.
And I'm sorry, guys, I'm calling shenanigans. I want to go to Vashir. I want to catch me some pets. There's a million cute little critters down there. And you guys are all just going, oh, I'm so glad I don't. No, I want a mini turtle and I want a mini lobster and I want a bunch of those little fish critter things that are just so awesome looking that I want them in their little snow globes of water. Everybody's like, yay, there are. No, I want sea slugs and stuff. This isn't fair.
Baby whale shark. Baby whale shark.
Well, how big would a baby whale shark be? The size of a small mountain?
Yeah, it's true. Well, hey, they made Ragnaros tiny, so.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, though, if it's a whale shark, the awe-inspiring bit of that is their size. Otherwise, you just got another puffer fish.
Yep.
That's fine.
I liked Vashir, too. We're one of the few people that like Vashir.
Yeah.
I had fun there.
It was pretty, guys. It was really pretty. There was a lot of unique stuff in there. Don't be all like, yay, there's no sea snakes. No, I want sea snakes, and I want eels, and I want all that stuff, because you know what? It's different. I have pets during holidays, you know what I mean? So, like Brewfest, yes, there's the Wolpertinger, and there's the pink pachyderm. Okay, but what about a little keg pony, like a little donkey with a keg on its back? Why can't we capture one of those? And, you know, our own little ale Emmental. That would have been awesome for Brewfest. And just have them only spawn during the event. If you miss them, you miss them. That sucks.
Yep.
But they'll be there for that next time. And then you can have events like, say there's a little robot drill thing that comes out only when the Dark Iron Dwarves are attacking.
Oh, right.
So special pets will spawn during the attack. I guess that would split your focus, though, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. It's like that one Pandaren event out in Caressing. Mm-hmm. That's cool, because I didn't get it, and I'm like, oh, I didn't get it. But next week, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to get it next week.
Mm-hmm. I've never been.
That's cool.
I always forget about the event. Always forget about it.
I'll try to remind you next week.
Sweet. I'd appreciate that. All right, so I think that's going to be it. What do you think?
I think so. I think we got a show.
All right. Yes, and as Kefa said, we've got our show. If you'd like to contact us, you can reach us at wowbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website is battlepet.net, and you can find our archives there or on iTunes and wherever else we post this thing. We're not even sure anymore. You can follow us on Twitter. Kephis is at TheKephis, and I am at Aluja_AIE. Our theme song, Serpent Rider's Hero, is by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane. And special shoutouts to our great iTunes reviewers! Oh my gosh, guys! We are super lame and did not know that you were posting such awesome things about us. So, a huge thanks to Corporate Slave 44, Laken Delawa, Boone the Crazy Road, Riot on Shindaris US, and Girl Curl 81. Thank you guys so much for your amazing reviews. Thanks for listening!
Now I'm gonna go vote for the next War Chief.
Basic Campfire?
Right, Basic Campfire for the Horde.
For the Horde, yes.
This has been a Tin Cans and Shoestrings production.